On this day, 30 years ago, Susan Stamberg arrived for her first day at work at NPR. She was hired to edit audio tape, helping to get stories ready for broadcast. Within a month, Susan was on the air. The next year, she was a program host, and it wasn't much longer before her voice became one of the most recognized on public radio. As a 30th anniversary surprise for Susan, NPR's Renee Montagne has been rummaging through some old tape.
We all wondered what Susan's first few pieces might be. Turns out there was an interview with an old friend of Ernest Hemingway's, a story about comedian-turned-protester Dick Gregory, a mysterious piece titled Secret Service, and a rather long feature on the creator of the Moog synthesizer. It was 1971.
Robert Moog, the 37-year-old man who created a revolution in sound, when he invented the electronic synthesizer that bears his name. The Moog synthesizer was the result of a request from a musician who wanted to make new musical sounds.
30 years younger, a tad more earnest, but definitely, recognizably, Susan. If you've only been listening for, say, 20 years, you might be surprised to hear that Susan Stamberg and Bob Edwards co-hosted All Things Considered for 5 years, until Morning Edition was created. Here are a few moments that did not make it on the air then, outtakes that someone saved.
Now, let's see. It says here, Stamberg says, oh, wait, here comes Bob. Should we let him in?
Welcome back to All Things Considered. This is Susan Stamberg in this half hour. A report on something and then details over to about...
Good God, what's going on around here?
Hello, I'm Bob Edwards.
Ready.
We're ready.
Ready, ready.
We're ready.
Ready.
I'm ready.
We couldn't actually quiz Susan on those early days, this being a surprise and all. Luckily, Susan put her memories down on tape recently for a public radio fundraiser.
I'll never forget my first day at National Public Radio, April 5th, 1971. I should have started on April 1st, but I felt I would have plenty of time to make a fool of myself without extra help from the calendar. This was just weeks before this brand new organization of public radio stations started broadcasting its very first program, All Things Considered, it was called. It was named by NPR's first operations director, George Geezy. He's the one who won the staff contest. We had then something like 68 staffers and 68 member stations, and no furniture. In that first week, we sat on the floor listening to various tapes and reports and talking about what worked, what didn't, what we ought to sound like. We felt we were pioneers, trying to create a new golden age for radio, full of sound and substance, taking listeners two stories, offering the best pictures we could find. The pictures are always better on the radio, you know.
Back in 1971, many of the forms that are now commonplace, cliched even, on public radio were brand new. One was the call out. Back then, lots of people called in to radio shows, dedicated a song, put in their two bits on a talk show. But national news anchors ordinarily didn't call out until Susan Stamberg came along.
Is this Mayor Wallace Maxwell in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania?
That is right.
Mr. Mayor, why am I calling you today?
This is the one day of the year that Waynesburg gets more than a small measure of prominence. It's the anniversary of the rain day on July the 29th.
Every year on the 29th of July, it rains in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania?
Better than 90% of the time.
Is it raining today?
It has rained twice already today.
Is that right?
Yes.
What would you have done if it hadn't?
I don't like to think about that.
Sure, NPR was too poor to hire many reporters, so calling out was the only way to get out. But a technique rooted in necessity blossomed with Susan. As host of All Things Considered, she called an astonishing range of folks all over the country and put to them the most intimate, hard, charming, and straight questions. Here is Susan in October 1978 quizzing a researcher. His new study on American reading habits found a surprising number of Americans were avid, serious readers.
This is the first time that there's ever been a valid statistical survey. And in order to get to here, we've gone out and talked to 1,450 people, which is a cross-section, which would be the same as you'd try to call a national election.
But elections really are different. Questions about who you're going to vote for are very different from questions about
how much do you read? And the thing that strikes me over and over again in looking through the study and the results is I don't believe it. I don't believe people give the honest answers to questions like this. I ask my friends who read.
By 1978, Susan was legendary for engaging people on the telephone. So much so that the same week this interview aired, a cartoon appeared in The New Yorker. It depicts a bearded man in a tweed jacket sitting in an easy chair, a martini at the ready. He's looking up from his reading, startled, as his wife holds the handset of the telephone. Cartoonist Dean Vieter remembers his joke line.
It's Susan Stamberg at National Public Radio. She wonders if you would defend yourself on the airwaves tomorrow.
We tracked down Dean Vieter, retired, living in Phoenix, and called him, of course. I asked him about the cartoon.
Well, every day I listen to All Things Considered, and Susan Stamberg was a big part of that. And I was always impressed by her interviews and thought how tough it would be to be interviewed by her. Really tough in a nice way. Don't tell me any stories that aren't true.
We will leave you with that thought and this one last bit of tape from the old days.
I'm sorry, did I ruin your microphone by my loud and raucous laugh?
From all of us, Susan, happy 30th anniversary.
NPR's Renee Montagne.